Welcome to the AI on Action podcast, the show where we break down the hype and highlight the practical benefits of data science, machine learning, and artificial intelligence on our everyday lives. Subscribe to the podcast, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, or any Android podcast of choice. My guest today is Jacinta Mandiam. Jacinta is the CMO and co-founder of Pivot Cloud Solutions. I'm also joined by Guru Prasad. Guru is the CEO of Pivot Cloud Solutions. Welcome to the show, Jacinta.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Jacinta, for people that actually don't know much about Pivot Cloud Solutions, tell us a little bit what you do and some of the problems you're actually looking to solve.
Well, basically, we're a software consultancy company and a development company. And we focus on digital transformation and cybersecurity in particular, mainly for the fintech sector, but not exclusively. And we were founded in 2012. We've been working for banks, insurance companies, and energy companies in Ireland. We noticed that there was a recurring problem with legacy systems, and everybody knows the problem with legacy systems, which is basically lack of resources in terms of knowledge, time, and money to integrate them or move them to the cloud. And the Harvard Review has estimated that about 75% of companies worldwide have this problem. So we all know what we're talking about. And in 2017, we decided, why not do some R&D in this field, because it's potentially a huge problem for companies and also a huge area for business-wise, now and in the future. And we decided, well, why not apply AI to it? So to cut a long story short, we came up with our own solution to, which was initially instigated by the problem of legacy systems. We came up with our own product called Phoenix AI. And basically, Phoenix AI is the answer to the question, what the hell is going on in our core system? Phoenix is basically an ML layer, our own innovative AI layer, together with a secure cloud layer, which has been painted. We applied it to certain smaller kind of subsections of systems, and it's RPA based. So we have bots that deal with specific issues, and also the overall Phoenix AI deals with going into your core system. It can interrogate it, it can cognize, it can make decisions, and basically come up with a system that reduces and eliminates redundancy, code redundancy, which is the huge stumbling block. It's not getting into the cloud, it's what's happening in the system. So everyone is afraid to go near it because they've all used workarounds over the years, and it's like if they touch one area of it, there isn't the documentation. They, due to kind of staff turnover and retirements and whatever, people literally don't know what's happening in certain areas of the systems. And increasingly, in order to meet customer demands, and they need to kind of modernize and come up with new solutions, and the cloud is the way forward. And we're giving companies who have this issue, which is a lot of companies, to know exactly what's going on, and then, you know, here it is. And Phoenix will allow your core system to operate in parallel with the existing system, so you're happy that everything is kosher before you start the migration.
Jacinta, thank you very much for giving me that overview. I definitely echo what you're saying. So I interviewed 100 technology leaders just over 18 months ago. I asked them what was the biggest issue that they had. And 45% of them said their integration of systems. So lines and lambs, where you would have legacy systems and then introducing new systems. And what can happen is a senior manager can come into a business and suddenly want an additional system because it's a new shiny toy or a new shiny object and it does amazing different things. And they haven't fully utilized their existing systems, but they prefer the shiny toy, and they make it, say to the IT department, make it work, and you're on your own. But unfortunately, it's lions and lambs, and those things don't always necessarily work. And I also joined by Guru Prasad. So it's one thing to say there is an issue with legacy systems and integration, but it can be quite a messy situation to go and rewrite these systems or make them better or make them more appropriate or bring them together. How do you actually go about doing that, and how can you use AI to streamline or help with the solution?
One of the biggest problems of to solve this problem, Mark, is that most of the core employees who knows the core system, how it works, what it does, are being tied up with the day-to-day activities. They're so much busy to maintaining it and keep doing the same tasks over and over because they don't have time to even think what to do with it. So what we come up with is Phoenix AI's bots. So in order to trust the system to do the full analysis and full migration, initially you take the bots, give it to your loyal employees who can use them to save the time on a day-to-day basis. Once you started to automate small tasks, over a period of time, you have a collection of bots who is doing maybe 50, 60, 70% of the day-to-day work of your employees. Now you can deploy, use their knowledge and experience, and Phoenix AI can start learning from them and use the bots to see what is actually happening. Now you have a full picture of what you can do and what you can't do. Most importantly, what you can't do.
So you were giving some nice examples offline, some really helpful ones that you have an existing system, and that system is being looked after by a large vendor, and that charges a lot of money to look after that legacy system. But as that large vendor wants to introduce new technologies or new systems, they're going to increase their fees, and they're probably going to move away from legacy as it's not their core, and salespeople want to sell something new. So what can happen is sometimes those they might get a call to say, actually, we're not going to actually maintain or support your systems anymore, so you need to go on the journey, which is our new shiny toy of our next version. And a company has a decision to make: go on that journey and upgrade, or go out by themselves and see if they can maintain it by themselves and then hire in all these specialty employees. And neither are probably the best solution, but when you have to do the day-to-day and you're firefighting, it can be very difficult not to go with that solution because we live in the real world. So tell us a little bit about how machine learning and applying those can disrupt the current applications and add new benefits and take out some of the pain points.
First of all, you need to understand your system. Number two, you should be able to test it and reproduce the results consistently. Those are the two tasks machine intelligence and artificial intelligence is 100% fit for it. However, one of the biggest challenges corporations are facing is, how do I know this technology is relevant tomorrow? Even the biggest players like Google released the TensorFlow, which is outdated already. It is obsolete. So if I take some other new technology, and it could be obsolete tomorrow. That is the reason we oriented our technology is specifically geared for legacy migration. It will not be obsolete. We'll be catching up with the technology and adding back-end system, so you are not actually dependent on the underlying technology anymore. It is abstracted, so you are only focusing on a business applications and how you're migrating and what your business is doing, how to build the next level. This is where we see as AI is going as well. Lower level technology improvements and higher level business applications are being added at the same time. So this is where we come in, and Phoenix AI does all the time. It will giving you basically power to your loyal employees.
So for people who are a little bit apprehensive about how this works and a little bit on, they're not used to a system coming in and actually learning and developing and actually making decisions based on previous information. They're more used to kind of clunky store procedures. How do you kind of explain to them that this is actually the future and it's the next wave?
So in a development world, there is a very known example called Hello World. So every developer first is learning a new technology, new language. They write a program, Hello World. there is a benchmarking in the world saying how fast you can write on your own system, on your own place, that gives you the ease of use and learning curve, usability, and all other aspects of that particular language. So we have the same type of measuring tool. The bots are basically, they does exactly the same thing for the hello world kind of thing. You deploy a bot and you use it, automate a task, and if it does exactly what it's supposed to be in 5-10 minutes tops, now you know that's a little bot works, so you can use this technology for more complex and higher purposes.
So do you see, and we Jacinta spoke about legacy and integration issues being such an important aspect of concerns going to the cloud and how we can actually now go on that next journey for so many companies. Can you see AI having in the future code that actually doesn't need to be written in the future by programmers, where it can actually be literally being written by AI? So is that where it's going? Because I always kind of thought 3 or 4 years ago coders were the people that would never lose their jobs. They're always going to need coders like poets. But AI has got these different things that maybe it could disrupt that.
It does. It doesn't. But it is not there yet. At the moment, even if you take a very visible example out there, is called the self-driving cars. You still need sensors. You need a code that will interface with those sensors and feed the information in a structured way to the back to the core system. Of course, there is an AI interface in the brain. It's doing most of the work in the middle. Yes, there is no need for coders anymore over there, but all those sensors and visual feedbacks and everything else you do need, and the testing as well. There is a huge amount of test cases to be written and simulated and produced. That's where the lower level coders comes into play. That it is not yet obsolete. Maybe 20, 30, 50 years later, that may be obsolete. Right now, there's a huge demand for it. Only thing is eliminating is the middle-level programmers. Previously, the developers used to know middleware, and they had to write from the lower end to the, they used to write the database connectivity to the front-end UI and the JavaScript modules, and that part is being slowly being eliminated. They were simply interfacing with the business, taking the business requirements, translating them into a usable system. So you're helping, this AI is helping them to achieve the target quicker without writing messy code and introducing bugs to it.
I got you. Where do you see the next kind of 12 to 18 months play out in terms of the benefits that people are actually going to get within enterprise, outside of work, what AI will bring? So I'm kind of, where I'm going with that is it conversational chatbots? Is it kind of allowing you to fill out your application forms with more success? Is it more contextual ad tech? Where do you see it kind of playing out?
It is like 10 years ago, there was a huge push forward for the mobile apps. Everything will be mobile apps. Your websites and web thing is obsolete. You simply have a web of the mobile apps. Everything else is running in the cloud, and you are beautifully will be working with the iPads and mobile phones instead of PCs. But that's not the case. Most real businesses, they are always fighting for certain business needs, and they still have a website. They may have a mobile app to complement certain functionality, but they still have a website and web functionality as a core, and it's delivering a huge chunk of their business out there. AI is the same. Right now, it's AI is being exaggerated, and they can solve any problem. When the dust settles, it is actually the business problems where it's 100% fit that is going to be the solution, and the rest of them are going to be obsolete. And so people realize, oh yes, it's not going to be. Chatbots are good, but those only serve a fraction of the market, like customer service. And within the customer service is a limited functionalities.
Yes. So it's very narrow AI for very specific tasks. And again, these can be very brittle if you go outside at us, and sometimes we can expect AGI, but we're only going to get a narrow AI. So that's interesting. So it's the case of looking back in the past where we felt that maybe apps would take over, but it's more of a blend of where it's going to play out in the future too. And it's probably with apps, we stopped using the word apps because they became so used to
it.
So it's like AI, like Andrew Ng said, it becomes like electricity. We just get so used to it. The show will be no more in a year's time, right? Because it's literally how we embrace it. So Jacinta, how can people find out a little bit more about Pivot Cloud Solutions?
Well, anyone who's interested in our bots, they can go to our site, which is phoenix.pivotcloudsolutions.com, and we have a number of existing bots available, like you can interrogate email, for example, security for mobiles, that kind of stuff. And if you can't remember all that, the simplest thing is just to go into Twitter at Pivot Cloud.
Jacinta, thank you very much for your time today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
And Guru, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Mark.
That's all for this episode of AI in Action. Hope you really enjoyed it. If you'd like to stay up to date with all the latest podcasts, please head over to the website aiinaction.ie and subscribe to our newsletter to get the podcast delivered straight to your inbox. Finally, I'd like to take the time to let you know about the AI Awards, which will take place in the Gibson Hotel on Thursday the 22nd of November. Proudly in conjunction with Microsoft, the AI Awards is a not-for-profit community-led initiative that was set up to celebrate the best of AI and data science in Ireland. Our focus is to support the AI community by recognising the hard work and dedication of those working in the field of AI, data science, and machine learning. It's a fantastic opportunity to showcase your work and skills to the AI community and the island of Ireland, and also to help raise the profile of Ireland as a destination for AI investment. If you're interested in attending the AI Awards, head over to www.aiawards.ie to buy your ticket today. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you again really soon.